NPR music programs are now available on your mobile phone. Visit the music section of m.npr.org to discover new music on the go.
The news that Al and Tipper Gore are separating after 40 years of marriage came as a shock to many people. The couple's public image seemed the perfect example of a happy, committed relationship. But as NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, divorce later in life is not as rare as you might think. In fact, it may well become more common as Americans live longer.
The Gores were in the highest risk category for divorce, the generation that married in the late 60s and early 70s. They were also young, another risk factor for splitting up. Yet they survived all that, and in recent decades, divorce rates have been on the decline. What's more, divorce is most common in the earlier years of a marriage, but it's by no means limited to that seven-year itch.
There's another wave of divorce later on in the marriage, and those are ones where there hasn't been a lot of conflict, but they're just kind of dissatisfied with the relationship.
Stephanie Kuntz is with the Council on Contemporary Families and the author of Marriage, A History. She says a recent study found that a quarter of all people who divorced in the previous year had been married two decades or more. Kuntz has a hard time calling the Gore's union a failure.
This is a marriage that got through 40 years without having a child fathered out of wedlock, no tawdry affairs. The kids are raised. So I think in some ways we can think of this as a success.
Still, a couple in their 60s today can easily expect another two decades or more of a healthy, productive life, something unprecedented in the history of marriage. So Kuntz says the vow to stay together till death do us part is more of a challenge than it used to be. Betsy Stevenson of the University of Pennsylvania says a century ago, 75% of married couples lived with their young children. Today, just 40% do.
Marriage has really moved from something that was once very, very child-centered. That's not what life's about today, and that's because we're living longer, healthier lives that our adult lives extend way beyond our childbearing years.
The prospect of life alone once the kids are gone is also less frightening than it used to be. Stephanie Kuntz has interviewed lots of people who raised families in the 1950s and 60s.
I often met people who said that their marriages were unhappy, that they would really rather have been alone, but that they couldn't imagine living alone in their 60s. What would they do? Where would their money come from? Who would take care of them when they were sick?
Today, so many different factors mean that older people do have options for an independent life of one's own. Or maybe not on one's own. Betsy Stevenson says marriage rates later in life are soaring. Some remarriages, some for the first time.
This is a great era for marriage among people in, I don't even want to call them old anymore. And those who aren't remarrying are cohabiting in great numbers.
Stevenson says she'd never want to call divorce a good news story, but she suggests society might need to reassess what it means to be successful in marriage.
Does it mean staying married till we die? Even if that means 75 years of marriage, so that's a pretty lofty goal.
She prefers to see the Gore's separation not as a failure of marriage, but as she calls it, a celebration of life. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.